Oh, do you have that thing I asked you for? You're welcome. Appreciate it.
All right, I'll put a chair up there and you can do whatever you want.
Lowe's. Okay, we're good. Did I give him everything?
He carries a guy in his signature on the corner for me. Those are great civil cases.
I did? A lot of it.
Yeah. What kind of jobs? I'm sure it's hard. This is a great service.
After a while, each party that built the stairs when they put the steps in the house.
Do you know how to do it?
I think it's just flip this.
Yes.
I grew up near there.
But this needs to go up here.
You're right by the meadow.
You need to start learning to yell. Can you yodel? Yodel, practice yodeling.
Yeah,
yodeling.
I know.
If I tried to run up the steps, it would catch my
head. Fine. Don't turn it off.
Until I get this out. Nobody wants to hear me.
They won't hear you anyway.
Oh, okay. Good enough.
That's okay. Give it to me.
Quite the courageous youngsters.
Right. Sip on your nose. Sorry. This has been like quite entertaining. Every time.
I guess it's close enough to 6 o'clock. It's probably getting the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We don't have any special guests or anything, right? I'm going to deviate slightly here. We'll do the zoning first so you can get out of here or whatever.
I haven't been in the office due to my injury. I've been fielding phone calls and questions and complaints. We don't have anything on the BZA agenda currently. There has been some complaints about the gas station, truck stop, and there has been complaints about Sugar Lake, about the music. So I will be addressing the boards regarding those two issues to follow through with that. There's been a lot of questions about lots that are for sale and what can and can't be put on that, about the nonconformity of some of the lots, and so I've been answering all those questions. My goal is to be back in the office on Thursday, now that I'm more mobile.
Wow. So. You have quite the arsenal there. Okay. What were you fielding for Sugar Lake?
Complaints about the music.
Okay.
About the loudness of the music off the property. So.
Okay. You're just going to send them a reminder not to have audible?
Yeah, remind them not to, that it can't
okay.
keep happening.
And what about the gas station?
I don't know where to go with that. I talked to their attorney, and I talked to their attorney right after I was injured, so I'm going to have a conversation with their attorney once I'm back in the office. So he said give him a call.
Okay.
See where things are going. So,
because there were 10 trucks there. This morning. Almost every single spot was taken up this morning.
Wow. I did say that they do still plan on putting those electric charging stations, was my understanding, along the side there, so that that would eliminate a lot of that issue.
Was there a deadline for that?
There was, but with, I mean, there might have been a deadline. I don't have a letter in front
of me. Just questions
but,
I have.
But with my being out of the office, I wouldn't hold them to a deadline.
Okay.
So I could answer that question, really. And I didn't really want to talk to the attorney while I was on medication.
Okay. And what about their signs that advertise truck stop when we don't allow truck stops?
I'll talk to the attorney about that when I come back to them. They do have a pretty high-powered attorney from Cleveland.
Okay.
Anything else?
No.
Rudy, you have anything? No.
Sharon's
okay.
Not there.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Go,
feel
go,
better.
Go, go rest. Okay, back correspondence. You have anything?
Just the one email we all copied in, speeding on Cart Road. Speeding on Cart
Road.
Yeah. Heather, you have anything?
No.
Okay.
We did get a phone call, though. I don't know. Oh, Noel. We got a phone call yesterday in the office. You took a phone number down?
No, I think it was Friday.
Was it Friday?
I honestly couldn't. I transferred it over to you.
Okay. They wanted to know something about lines and...
Yeah. Property lines and if a permit had been pulled.
Oh, yeah, I talked to him.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. Sorry, I think that was last week.
They run together.
I've been lit. I'm instead of feeling the calls, and he calls it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Have you two had a chance to read over the minutes from September 16th and September 29th?
Yeah, they were good.
I wasn't here for the one.
That's right. You were. Well, I make a motion then.
Want to do them separately? Because.
Yeah, you're right. I'll make a motion that we approve September 16th and September 29th minutes.
Okay, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Right.
I'll abstain.
You were there. Yeah.
That's why I said
We have to do them separately because Heather wasn't at one of them and then Jason wasn't at one of them. So Jason can't second the one that he wasn't at.
Okay. You want to second that?
That's true.
I will second the note, the minutes from the 29th.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye. And he did the 6-9.
Fiscal office, I'll make a motion to pay all bills.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Right. Anything else? No. Fire, looks like you got a big one here.
Yeah. Well, we talked about a week ago, week and a half ago, the chamber has some major issues. It's back temporarily. They got an order across the number for it. It's like 7 weeks out. They said it's safe for us to operate right now, but it'll go back and it'll probably be gone, I'm guessing, 2 weeks to a month for them to get rid of all the rust scale and rust jacking and put the new cross member in.
What truck?
18, the tanker. So that's going to be around a $10,000 repair. And then we're looking at PM on top of that, which I believe the last PM bill that I looked at was around $3,000. We're looking at probably $13,000 to $15,000 for the tanker for maintenance this year, so not skating on that one. Still in NAFG to start announcing grants. Hope that maybe we'll get a grant to help purchase a new one. I mean, we still have the engine rebuild that we gotta do and a whole lot on that to figure out what's going on with the grant. So we're just gonna kind of go year by year with it. And it's still, everything's still running good, so I'm just gonna get this frame taken care of before we lose it. Captain Shaw and Firefighter Rowan have both handed me the resignations after 20 years plus of service. We thank them for all their contributions to the department, and we'll have an event for them in the near future. Dorothy's just got a lot going on, and now being a nurse and stuff, she felt it was time, and Mike's, yeah, same thing, he's got a lot going on, so felt it's a good time to step away. And with all these changes that we've had, we're going to be doing some promotions. We're going to promote John Slansky and Scott Wells to lieutenant. We're going to promote Matt Hayes to captain. We're going to promote Jeremy Sadowski to assistant chief since Craig is stepping down as a lieutenant. He's going back to firefighter, but Craig will still be around working. We're going to start these on the 8th of November is when they'll take effect. And we'll have a swearing in for them in January sometime. Other than that, just the old business, you know, Craig stepping down on the 10th of this month. And then we have our levy on the ballot. We're looking for everyone's support. And we'll be having our next public meeting after the trustees meeting on the 21st of this month. I encourage anyone and everyone to come.
Thank you.
Anything else later? Roads?
The guy's doing, catching up on some ditching, mowing, a lot of equipment repairs. One of our big dates for the year is one truck has to be ready by October 1st to plow snow. So the plow's on, spreader's on, maintenance is all done, the truck's basically checked out for plowing. And that's basically just in case, you know, we always get a freezing rain here and there or something. So that way, if that happens, we basically can get in the truck and drive out the door. So that way, we're, 100% prepared for if that ever happens. So one truck's already ready to go. We got one truck that we need to take to get the state inspection done. That'll be finished. We graded the dirt on a Sealy. I took the day off, and it was Rick's first time grading, so I was teaching him how to operate the grader and how to grade a road. So we did that. We got to go back and touch it up. When grading a road, you have to, it can't be too wet, can't be too dry. If it's too dry, it doesn't compact, it gets dusty. If it's too wet, it becomes soup. So it's kind of one of those things, you gotta watch the weather, and when the timing's right, you just do it. However, this time of the year, it's also a pain in the butt because you gotta watch the leaves, because if you get a lot of leaves on the road, they fall up at the gravel, and then they blow away, they make holes. So you gotta do it when the timing's right, but no leaves, vice versa. At the time we did it, it was a good learning experience because it was too dry, because as everyone knows, we're going through a drought. It's dry as hell outside. So Rick got to learn kind of some good education on, you know, when it's too dry, this is what happens. So we'll go back, touch it up. And then if if Selzig needs it before winter, which it will, we'll go back up and we're going to touch up Sounds like also before winter, so that's about it.
Okay. I don't have anything for cemeteries, so you guys have anything? Yeah. Okay. Parks?
Just we're having our trick-or-trunking or the at Hidden Lake from 4 to 6 on October 25th. We're looking for folks to set up the table along the pathway. It's usually a good time. We had about 200 kids last year, so it was really well attended, but more tables would be great because there's long periods of where there's nothing for the kids to do or a stop, so if you could, if the weather's nice. I'd like to go ahead and propose we do it here on our pathway, since now we have a paved parkway or a pathway for the kids to camp out on, and we now have we can use our pavilion, but again, that'll be something I talked to the rec board about going forward. We have not really done much planning for the Christmas event, so stay tuned, hear more about that. And I think, was it cupcakes with Kringle?
I think we were talking about going back to cookies.
Cookies?
We're
okay.
Undecided. We have Santa's reserved for that time period.
Okay. But really, nothing else new with parks. Other stuff I have to talk about is...
Well, under old business, we have electronic signs. No anymore?
Yes, so I talked with, so just doing a little investigating on folks. We had three different companies, and one specific company, I think they were the lowest one that came in, Stewart Signs. My concern was that they, the signs that they had put up in this area, they were having to, the folks that have them had to wait a while to get maintenance done on them. So there's a particular place out in Akron. I called them, and I guess they're actually looking at replacing their sign, and they've only had it for 3 years. So that was a little concerning to me. And just knowing, looking for somebody that in the area that could actually maintain the sign if something did go wrong with it. I see a need for the sign. Our sign right now, a good strong wind is going to knock it over. We're putting staff in harm's way, just putting the letters up to update folks of what's going on. I did reach out because I know cost is a concern for everybody on how to maintain, you know, keep this sign in a reasonable price range. So in reaching out to NOPEC, they have given us a grant for the past 3 years, I think, totaling, averaging between $5,500 and $6,000. It's how we were able to do the road work on the garage. And what we've done is we've kind of, and then we did garage doors with it for the fire station. So we've kind of moved the money around a little bit, who would actually be able to benefit from that. And I believe this coming year was going to be general fund, is what how we were kind of doing, which means more or less we're looking for an opportunity to benefit everybody. The sign benefits everybody, as we can go ahead and advertise fire, we can advertise softball and rec, we can advertise roads if there's a road closure. We can do a lot of reach, public outreach with the sign. So what I proposed and what I had asked is I reached out to NOPEC to find out if money that they give us for next year and even the year after could be used to pay off a sign that we purchased this year. And the answer was yes. So in saying that, we would be more or less funding, depending on which sign we decide to go with, if we decide to move forward at all, half the sign. So we'd be looking at maybe a balance of 15,000, 16 maybe, that the township would have to be responsible for. But the NOPEC grant would pay for the other half. But we would be using up the NOPEC grant for this year, for this coming year in 2026, and then 2027. They'll allow us to do 3 years. So we already have a 6,000 something, yeah, something, 60, and 1 cent.
About 6,200.
Yeah, roughly. So that's what prompted me to go ahead, and I reached out. So the two that I was looking at would have been the rough neon sign. The one that was proposed, there's two of them actually.
Yeah, two.
They did too. I had them here. They're there, both of them. So one of them was for, hold on, I didn't have it circled, so give me a minute. Either sign, their, what they were proposing was they were going to take it down, they were going to do all the electrical work and the cost and setup. So the $7,227 is what they were charging for both, on both bids. And then the one sign that was 10 millimeters, which is more or less the size of the pixels that are used and how much definition you can have. One of them was 10, one of them was 16. Obviously, the 10 would be more definition, and that one was coming in at $30,512. And
the,
plus, yeah, that was the, just the sign. And then $24,918 for the 16 millimeter, which would have been less definition. Then the 7,000 added onto that, so the grand total for both of those signs, the one was 40,447 and the other one was $34,475 and some change. Those were rough sign company. The other one we had was Brilliant Electric Sign Company LTD, and they had also given us two different quotes, and their quotes also involve the tear down and the pickup, but they didn't break it down as to how much it would be to tear down the old sign as opposed to putting up the new one. I did call them today, and I asked what it would be if Heather Shelton went out there and removed a sign. He said $800 is what it would take to take off the total. To me, that's not really much of a cost savings to do that if they can go ahead and take it, haul it away, and get rid of it. So the two different amounts we were looking at, their pixel size was, let me find it in here, 9mm and 15. So their more higher definition one was the 9mm one, and that one was coming in at $31,299, and the other one was $28,407. So the $31,299 included their teardown and included the setup and everything. So to me, that seemed like a better use of our funds. If you've gone by Hope Ridge Elementary up by St. Gabriel's there on the bend, their sign is one of the ones that Brilliant Sign has put up. They're happy with it. There would be a 1 year, conditional warranty on labor and materials, and an additional 4 years. He didn't get back to me yet, but he was looking at possibly extending that to 2 years, labor and materials, and then an additional with the manufacturer warranty, the 4 years.
How is it updated?
That one is updated with message units, message center, detailed. It had it on here. Give me just a minute to see if I can find out. It is remote. It is a one-time fee that you don't, there's no monthly fee attached to it. You go ahead and you can do it with your cell phone or a computer. It's called Lifeline Cellular is what it's called. Message center units are communicate with Lifetime Cellular. So that's how you update it. We wouldn't have to be present.
Yeah, one of them looked at that you had to be there.
Oh, yeah, no. No. And this gentleman came out. His name is Jack Maxwell. Actually, I believe his family, in full disclosure, is somewhere in Leroy. They live. They are from Leroy. But he actually came out, looked at the sign. He gave us a picture of what it would look like, kind of like a 3D image of what the sign would look like if it was there. And that's what I'm recommending.
So what do you recommend? Go with this and take a loan out and use the funds?
We would go ahead, yes. So we could go ahead and they'd require 50% down. So we could use the $6,000 that we have, front the other $9,000. And then the balance, we can either go ahead and finance, or, and that's one thing I did not ask about, to be honest, was the financing. Or we can just go ahead and pay it, and then when those grants come in, we'll pay general fund back with those.
I'm going to leave it up to the fiscal officer to determine which is the best way to go, if we decided.
Well, I don't know what kind of financing they have, so
well,
I guess
I'm saying,
that
we've
would
got
be...
until November 30th, right?
Yes, but currently right now, as it stands, they're looking at having it installed by first week in December. So the more, I'm just saying, the longer we put it off, it just pushes us more into December.
No, PEC did say that next year's money would be available in by
January
15th. So that is then when you would potentially get say it was the same amount. They range normally between...
We don't know what that amount's going to be.
We don't. I'm just saying, it going off the past years, they have ranged between like $5,000 to, I think the highest that we had gotten was $6,800. So if you, but that will be available as of January 15th.
And that number's based on enrollment into the NOPEC programs and that in our community. So I don't think we've had any huge influx of people coming or going. So I don't see that amount changing, and neither did she. So.
Right. She being the NOPEC person.
Sorry, yes.
No, I just wanted to, it wasn't me. I would be interested in their finance options, I guess, just to give you a better answer on which one, but
let me see
we have You do have, I gave it to you, I didn't print one out today. I do apologize, I wasn't in the office today. But there, you did have a variance that would more than cover from your final appropriation to the revenue. That would more than cover if you just paid for it. And we could put that money back in then.
And at no point here, he doesn't even mention that they have financing. I'm just saying,
sure.
It says balance is due within 30 days of the invoice, so.
I'd be a little reluctant to say go ahead and get it until we have all the details.
Okay, that's fine.
I mean, until you come up with, talk to them or whatever.
Sure. You do have it in the variance, but I can give you guys final or more specific numbers at our meeting in 2 weeks if you would, if you would like that.
Enough time.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try that. See what comes up.
Are you good with moving forward with these folks, though, in this? I mean, before.
Well, that's way too expensive.
Okay.
You know, that's.
Okay. All right, then. I'll have to tell them that we just need a little more information on financing and then to make our final decision in 2 weeks.
How it's going to work.
Yes.
And bring it to us the next meeting.
Yes.
And we'll decide whether we want to go with it.
Perfect.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Gotcha.
Any other old business?
No, I'm just going to say right now, the trustees have been invited to a holiday social. December 4th at Red Creek Bar and Grill. Just letting people know.
Okay. New business. I take it that Sarah is not going to do the cleaning.
Did she send you guys an email?
Yeah.
We just knew she was going to be sending you an email. So we put it on there.
So we need someone to do the cleaning.
I don't think that she's opposed to doing the cleaning. I think she's opposed to the amount that we're paying her to do the cleaning.
Well, that's what I thought, but then she said she wasn't going to. So what's the story? Is she just doesn't want to do it for that price, or
correct.
She doesn't want to do it at all?
Correct. It's requiring more of her time, and she's spending way more time down here with AA being here and the different groups that are coming through here. Our trustee
right.
meetings are being held down in here.
Well, that's what you had indicated earlier, but then I got an email saying that
Well, I reached out just on a whim to Angie's List just to see what janitorial service would be for this place. It's about $150 a week. So
she's
that's to have a janitorial service.
She's getting what?
50.
As I thought.
She's getting 50.
So it's 75 then? I mean, she's not just doing this.
No.
She's
doing
the town hall and the road department.
Town hall.
Let me talk to her to see how long she's spent down here.
2 hours.
She spends a lot of time.
She spends 2 hours because I did it. And so
it's a bigger room.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about it. I told her we would look at the end of the year to increase it. So.
Well, in the meantime, we need somebody to clean it, though. And so I don't think moving forward. And then not only that, I mean, she's doing different things throughout the day here, too. I mean, it's not just 2 hours.
I don't have a problem with giving her 75. I really don't.
Well, I guess make a motion to give her 75, and then if she doesn't accept it, then I guess that's on her.
Yeah,
so.
I talked to her, and she told me all the work she did, and it's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, you guys.
I'll make a motion, and we change her to $75.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Let's see
right.
if she accepts. Anything from the audience? Yes.
Jamie Coulter, 7440 Leroy Thompson Road. Lexi, thank you very much for sending over the financials.
Sure.
One question that I have for the trustees, maybe Lexi, it's you. So in reviewing the financials, I still have a lot more work I want to do with them. But looking at the roads department and the spending, are we able to decipher how much was spent on the Leroy school property? So that way we can see if keeping that property in the township's name is beneficial, and if not, maybe selling it off to try and generate revenue.
Well, that wouldn't necessarily fall under road. Nothing for those schools come out of road. So
how is the property being maintained then?
It is
being mowed.
It is being mowed, and everything, any bills that we had had came out of general fund.
Okay. I guess the question is then, I know 4 years ago is when we bought it, are we able to sell it to try and generate revenue for the township?
You could always sell it, but personally, I'm against it.
I think
I as well.
People should be too.
I as well.
I think that's a terrible idea.
Okay, I'm just asking the question, because I mean, I'm looking at where money is and how it's being spent and trying to find ways.
Someday we're going to need that
property
for something. We might not need it right now, but when we do need some property, it won't be available.
Okay.
I just hesitate.
Or we might not like what gets put there.
Okay.
General. I'm sorry, what?
So.
I didn't hear what you said.
No, if you're going to comment, you need to come to the mic, please.
Oh, sorry.
You say that one. Say it again.
I just said we don't know what's going to end up there if we sell it off.
Okay. It was just a general question. I'm just trying to.
No,
it all came out of general fund.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you.
Anything else?
The closed cemetery.
Yeah. My name is Mark Merlan at 5811 Vrooman, and I've been trying to contact the zoning department to pay for the occupancy permit that we have.
You just missed her.
I just missed her.
She was here. You can turn that into me. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know if you know, she broke her back, so she'd been out.
I heard, and I called, but I never got a response, and yeah, I did hear, so I wanted to, you know, that's more important than anything.
She's here on Thursdays. She'll be down at the town hall, but I'll make sure that she gets this.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
No, thank
appreciate
you. I appreciate
it.
Thank you.
Anything else? Okay, next meeting is October 21st. And I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. What is this?
Heather asked me to come off.
It is.